this topic entitled by From Ur to Salem, Practical Lessons from the Life of Abraham, the Father of the Nation of Israel. According to the strict chronology of the Bible, Abraham's birth took place in Ur in the year 2111 BC. Genesis 11:27. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldeans. Now you see Ur in the south of today's Iraq, even south of the city of Babylon. Here you see the 10 generations from Shem, Noah's son, up to Abraham. Abraham was generation number 10 after the flood, after the Genesis flood. And consider just the four last names in these generations, Seven, Sirach, Nahor, Terah, and then Abraham. Just some hints from modern archaeology. The names Sirach, Nahor, Terah, and Abraham are names to be names that are typical of the time around 2000 before Christ. Just a hint for those who are skeptical about the Bible and the historical value of the Bible. If this, as liberal theologians would say, if these stories are just invented stories, so this would mean that this writer, anonymous writer, according to the liberals, would have been very intelligent, because he chose for this period just the correct names that were typical for that period. You see, this we know by the witness of all the Syrian and Babylonian texts. So, Ur of the Chaldeans in southern Iraq lies about 150 kilometers west of Basra. And several Englishmen excavated in the past, in the 19th and 20th century, this site. And especially, I have to mention Mr. Sir Leonard Woolley, 1922 to 1934, he excavated in an impressive way the city of Father Abraham. Now, by all this archaeological work, we know that at the time of Abraham, the Euphrates River was flowing near the city walls, so differently from today, yeah? And this gave an access to the sea, which was ideal for trade. And around 2100 BC, which was the richest city of Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia is just the region between the two rivers, Euphrates and Tigris. So Ur was a city of traders and artisans. And they had, as we know from the inscriptions of Ur now, a deep contempt for nomads living in the desert region there. Well, this is interesting to know, because we know that Abraham showed readiness to become something like a nomad living in tents. So, also the Ziggurat, which was a copy of the Tower of Babel, has been fully excavated. You see here just the first floor of this Ziggurat at Ur. The entire temple area has been uncovered at Ur, and also parts of the residential and commercial areas of the city. This was not a tower to have a good lookout, but it was a religious tower, as a copy of the original Tower of Babel, in order to worship gods considered as forces in nature. By the way, also the King's Cemetery, From before the time of Abraham has been discovered with arch treasures of gold, silver, bronze, and precious stones. Together with thousands of cuneiform tablets, and these are administrative records and literary texts until the 4th century before Christ. By the way, by these excavations, we learned the fact that the middle class of Ur was living in houses of 10 rooms. Not bad at all. But think about the fact that Abraham was not from the middle class, but he was from the upper class. He was a prince. And he was ready to leave this luxurious city of Ur in order to become a man living in tents in the land of promise. But let us see the past of Abraham in Ur before he went out. By Joshua 24, verse 2, we learn that Abraham and also his father were idolaters. And Joshua said unto all the people, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the river in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods." And then he quotes the God of the Bible, "And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac." And this fact of idolatry you find again repeated in the same chapter in verses 14 to 15. So these generations 9 and 10 after Shem, they were serving Sumerian gods in Ur. And we know now by the inscriptions of Ur that the chief god of Ur was the moon god, called by the Sumerians Nanna. Almost all divine qualities were attributed to him in hymns. And so we learned the fact that the Sumerians taught he, Nanna, had chosen the city of Ur to be his city. That's interesting, because we know that the one true God will appear afterwards to Abraham, calling him out of this city. And we know from the New Testament, from Hebrews 11, that he was waiting for the New Jerusalem, the city of the one true God. That's also interesting to see this opposition. But this is still future. For the moment, let's just see that this Ziklag in Ur that you find here now as a reconstruction. You see, these were several courtyards, always one higher than the other. And on top, a sanctuary as considered as the most holy. This was dedicated to Nanna, the moon god in Ur. And so people believed that human beings can go up these steps and meet on top of the tower with the gods, and here in particular with the moon god. But you see, from Romans 1:24 we learn that this is just idolatry, to worship the nature. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, says Paul, writing about the Gentiles in general, through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So the Bible teaches clearly that the worship of creation instead of the Creator is just idolatry.